Hey, everybody. I'm from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, and I'm going to discuss with you the marijuana exposures reported to the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center. The Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center provides medical information to healthcare providers and to the public to reduce toxicity, injury, and disease related to exposures of all kinds. RMPDC has been doing this for about 50 years, and it participates in the American Association of Poison Control Centers, the National Poison Data System, which is available nationally for query. The Poison Center call volumes are typically used as a surrogate data source to determine the potential for adverse health effects from exposures to both chemicals, environmental agents, biotoxins, and drugs. And the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center data is one of the few near real-time data sources we have in Colorado that are available to us. So when we look at this data, we pull this data to restrict to Colorado only, and we use Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center data only. We use the exposure code that you see there. That's marijuana. We looked at only closed cases, meaning the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center had closed out the case. Only humans, all ages. And whether it was only marijuana use or marijuana use plus other. So just to orient you quickly to this graph, on the x-axis is, the top x-axis is year, and then the lowest x-axis is legalization era. In Colorado, when we talk about marijuana use and periods of marijuana use, we talk about eras. And 2001 to 2009 on this graph represent the era when medical marijuana was legalized but not commercialized. When you see the next era over from 2010 to 2013, we're talking about a time period where medical marijuana was commercialized, which means that there were actual dispensaries people could go in and purchase their product from. And then in January 1st, 2014, is when retail marijuana stores were open for business. So as you look at this data, what you find, and this is, the y-axis is actually the number of calls reported. So this data gives you a total, but breaks the total down by marijuana exposure only, and then marijuana plus other. So the major findings from this particular set of data are that the counts remained fairly constant from 2001 to 2009, but in 2010 the calls related to marijuana were significantly increased, and in 2014 the calls related to marijuana were again significantly increased by 74%, from 127 to 221. So then if we stratify this this data by age, and to orient you again, x-axis is year, y-axis is counts, there is the bottom, the lowest blue is 0 to 8 years of age, the red is 9 to 17 years of age, green is 18 to 24 years of age, and purple is greater than 25 years of age. There is a really small population of unknown, or where the age data was not available, and those are on the top of the earlier years. So again, the major findings that we find here are that all age categories show increasing trends in counts of calls related to marijuana exposures, with the highest burden being in children ages 0 to 8 and adults 25 years and older. So there's a lot of things to do with this data. This data has a lot of limitations as well. So what we know is that not everybody who has an adverse event calls the Poison Center. So we know that this is really, for lack of a better term, a tip of the iceberg type of data. But it is a potential biomarker of potential exposures and potential burden. Our future directions are to continue doing surveillance using this poison and the NPDS data. To query it by type of marijuana exposure. So in July 1st of 2014, the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center started collecting data on type of exposure, so whether the marijuana was smoked or whether it was an edible product. So we'll be collecting that data and analyzing that data for the full year, July 1, 2014 to June 30, 2015, and reporting on that shortly. We also want to review the severity of the outcome for the recent calls. And expand the review to compare Colorado data to national data. That's it.